The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen, look at the start of the Rangers-Capitals game last night.
I want to get physical, physical. Let's get in the physical.
They still let them fight in hockey. It's so wild to me.
Let's start the show.
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We get the people. What? They won.
The Knicks might have lost last night. We also have Wu-Tang member Inspector Deck joining us later on, but we start with the latest on the MVP of the NFL, Aaron Rodgers. A couple of former teammates have weighed in on his mind state. We start with Brett Favre. Here's what he had to say.
I think I know Aaron fairly well, and honestly, I just don't see him coming back and just saying, all right, let's bury the hatchet. If there's not a trade, my gut tells me that he'd rather sit out than play.
Brett Favre says he doesn't see him coming back. However, his former teammate John Kuhn, who was a fullback with him for 9 years, said that he spoke with Aaron Rodgers and he's conflicted and that he may come back. Jalen, how do you think this plays out?
I know you hate follow-up questions, but I have to ask you a small one. It's really important to me. It's extremely important to me. It's not hard. It's not an SAT question.
Go ahead.
Do you think Aaron Rodgers wants Brett Favre speaking publicly about his situation?
No, not at all.
I don't either. So let me point that part out first. So he kind of hating slash dry snitching. That's what I believe first. Let me put that out there. As a guy that saw Aaron Rodgers get drafted, as you see right here, he knows fully well how this situation works out. And ever since they drafted Jordan Love, you know who's been having a lot to say about their former team, the Packers, and Aaron Rodgers' situation? One, Brett Favre. And you know what Aaron went out and did? Just win MVP. That's all he did. He understood that, okay, I've already won a Super Bowl here. I've replaced Brett Favre, and y'all still gonna draft Jordan Love. I'm gonna be a professional. I'm gonna be a professional. And I'm gonna go out and lead us to back-to-back NFC championship games and win MVP. That's how I'm going to reward myself. But this offseason, I was thinking about something, Jacoby.
What were you? What were you thinking about?
They could take a receiver in the first second. They could have took receivers in the first seven rounds. I don't think that's the main issue. I think the main issue is when you've been with a company for 17 years and you look down at your ledger and you have zero guaranteed money.
That could be
Jared Goff, dog. He'll still be unhappy. That could be Kirk Cousins. It doesn't have to be Aaron Rodgers. Look at that, Jacoby. No guaranteed funds. So to me, they drafted Love to be a safety net to Aaron Rodgers. Oh, if he doesn't decide to play and he sits out, then we're just gonna take his money back and make him look bad. We already got Love to put out there. But at this point in Aaron Rodgers' career, he's made so much money. He see a guy like Tom Brady playing into his 40s. He can afford to sit the Packers out in order to either get his bread or go to another squad.
See, Jalen, I think you and I see it clearly. When things start to get confusing, what do you do? When it starts to get a lot of information, what do you do? You follow the money. This is not about him hosting Jeopardy. This is not about him having a fiance. It's not about the fourth down field goal. It's not about drafting Jordan Love. Like, all of that is just noise. Not about Brett Favre or John Kuhn. It's about him having no guaranteed money on his contract.
Preach.
And he's the National Football League MVP. It's just that simple when you boil it down. However, there's also some new information regarding Aaron Rodgers. It has nothing to do with former teammates. It has to do with prospective teammates. Apparently, Aaron Rodgers was telling free agents that would potentially sign with the Packers that he would not be there. It's also worth noting that Aaron Jones and David Bakhtiari, two of the most important offensive players they have, also re-signed this offseason, and I'm sure they spoke with Rodgers as well. Jalen, what does the rumor about him texting free agents that he's not going to be there tell you about his plans?
So the big corporations and owners in sports, you know what they do? They stick together. You know why? They can have those jobs and teams forever. They can have those jobs and they can have those teams forever. But when things go wrong, you know what you want to do? Replace the talent. They keep those jobs forever. You know how long you can own the team? Forever.
And so if you're a guy,
absolutely. So if you're a guy like Aaron Rodgers, here's what you have to do. Keep the integrity you have with your peers. If someone picks up the phone and says, hey, Aaron, I'm thinking about coming to the Packers. Are you going to be there because I want to play with you? He can't lie. He cannot lie. Because if he leaves, you know what? Now your peers are mad at you. And you'd rather have the Packers and your general manager, who you're not seeing eye to eye with, upset at you than one of your peers. This is an easy one.
Jalen, if there's one thing Aaron Rodgers wanted and it was attention, then he succeeded. Because we're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers to start the show for the next 3 months. I promise. Aaron Rodgers demanded a trade, so we talk about him every single day on this network and others until he gets
that
guaranteed
that
money that he does not have.
Thank you for putting
it's
that back
that
up
simple.
There.
It's just that simple. We can talk about his fiance. We can talk about him hosting Jeopardy. We can talk about fourth down field
fourth
goal all
eight.
Day. But that is what's going to change the fate of Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, him getting his bread. Moving on, Jalen Rose, I stayed up late for this one. I was so excited to see the New York Knickerbockers take on one of the best in the West, the Denver Nuggets. And what happened? Jokic, straight out the gate. First quarter alone, 24 points, 8-for-9. They had absolutely no answer for the soon-to-be MVP. Jalen, what do you think about Jokic and the Nuggets last night making the Knicks look like a G League team?
That's what you get. That's exactly what you get. See, you worked with me on this show for years to build up the Denver Nuggets hype train before everybody jumped on the bandwagon. And we crowned our stretch mark five, the king of Jalen and Jacoby, years ago. And he has not even taken home the MVP trophy. And you are already die easy? You see the Joker sitting on the throne? He barely even got the MVP trophy. And not only did you jump off the bandwagon, you adopted his teammate.
Oh, so I'm off Jokic. Jokic went mainstream. Jokic went mainstream. I always got my ear to the streets. And Campazzo is the next. My man Campazzo, if this happened earlier, he'd be challenging Ball for Rookie of the Year. I love Facundo Campazzo. Now that Jamal Murray's out, they needed someone to fill that spot. And what did they get? The 5'10 Argentinian. Oh, 16 points yesterday. 9 boards. 5'10 and got
so
9 boards
easy.
On the New York Knicks. I love Campazzo so much. Y'all can have the MVP. You can have the stretch mark 5. You can have Jokic. He went mainstream. I'm on the Campazzo train right now.
That's why you sat up late last night and you thought you was going to watch your die easy Knicks play a great basketball game. And you looked up at the end of the fourth quarter. At the end of the first quarter, the Joker had 24. Your squad had 12.
So you know what I did? Change the channel real quick because there was a great game on League Pass between the Wizards and the Bucks. The Bucks have been in a couple like serious playoff environment games, and this was one of them, going back and forth. The Bucks look good. They didn't just get contributions from Giannis. It was also Holiday came out and performed because Milton was not available. Big game from Holiday and Giannis, who fouled out at the end. And let's not disrespect Patty C. Two huge threes from Pat Connaughton at the end of this one as well. Jalen, what do you think about the Bucks? And more importantly, what do you think about the Wizards as they prepare for a playing game?
Quiet as kept, Patty C got bounced. He a dunk on you. As you mentioned, playing without Middleton. But the thing that stood out to me the most is why you bring in Holiday. He's an upgrade defensively. He has more size and just a better player and leader than Bledsoe, but also he's a better three-point shooter. And that's where they struggle in the playoffs. When teams compress the floor around Giannis, they didn't have enough shooting to spread the floor. Now that Giannis isn't settling, and I think they're used to moving him around from just the top of the floor, now putting him on the wing, putting his back to the basket and being more creative with him, now all of a sudden it has unlocked his passing ability and his opportunity to take one or two dribbles and just get to the bucket. And because of that, that's why, again, it's the regular season. But I'm enthusiastic by what I see about the Bucks.
Now, what about the Wizards?
Is this the most productive and fastest backcourt in the league right now?
Yep.
And by the way, big shout to Brody. Is he the only player in the history of the NBA? Now, I'm going to slow this down for everybody.
Okay.
Russell Westbrook, the last two basketball games, has 40 assists and 30 rebounds.
Say it again.
The last two NBA basketball games that Russell Westbrook has played, he has 40 assists. So that's like John Stockton.
That's 20 a game for the math out there.
And then he has like 30 boards. That's like Bill Russell. Or better yet, let's combine the two. That's like Wilt Chamberlain. Oh, as a matter of fact, nobody has done that. The triple doubles and the speed that he's playing with, and Bradley Beal still got over 40. And when you get a chance, tell me two people besides Bradley Beal that Russell Westbrook is getting these assists to. Talk about making people better.
Okay, Garrison out there, Daniel Gafford out there, just names that you have to Google. You're like, Garrison who? Huh? Where did he play college? I love it. I love watching these Wizards, and we're going to get a chance to watch these Wizards in the play-in tournament, and I would to face Beal and Westbrook in that. Now, Jalen, the Atlanta Hawks are not undefeated, but after the break, you're going to tell our audience why Atlanta as a city is undefeated as the Suns fell victim to the city of Atlanta yesterday. Stay tuned. You're watching J&J. Coming to you live above the South Street Seaport District of Manhattan and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen joining us soon on the program is Wu-Tang's own Inspector Deck.
Legend.
But first, it is time for the segment where you decide what we discuss. It is Keep It Moving.
Wu-Tang! Wu-Tang!
Keep it moving. If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we will keep it moving. And we start with this. The 49ers have updated on their plans of what they're going to do at quarterback. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
We already know what they're going to do. Put Trey Lance out there as soon as he looks ready and or if Jimmy G struggles. Keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Kyrie Irving has been fined by the National Basketball Association. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
That's usually what happens when you don't talk to the media and they also fine the team. Don't be surprised if and when this happens again. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
The Suns, after going to overtime in Cleveland, fell victim to the Hawks in Atlanta. You have a theory about exactly why they lost this game in Atlanta after going to overtime in Cleveland.
So I don't like to give betting tips because you will celebrate it if you win, but then you will blame me if you lose. And that's why I don't bet on sports, because I feel like I know too much. And you know what I know? The Phoenix Suns just played an overtime game in Cleveland and flew to Atlanta, where restrictions have been loosened in Florida, Texas, and Georgia more than anywhere else. Ask Lou Will, who took a risk from the bubble. You're the Phoenix Suns. You go to Atlanta a grand total of one game a year. One time a year. And I promise you, after the game in Cleveland, when you touch down in Atlanta, it ain't time to go to sleep.
What about the strict COVID protocols, Mr. Rose? Yeah. You're suggesting some of the Suns might have broken COVID protocol?
I just said it's not time to go to sleep.
Okay.
It's just not time to go
probably
to sleep.
Stayed
and
up
so
watching
based,
movies.
Based on
Godzilla
that,
was excellent.
I looked at the schedule and was like, Hawks by 10. How much they win by? Oh, by 30?
They did, by 32. Moving on, we also had the Sixers solidifying their spot at the top of the East in a game against the Rockets. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
I keep telling you, Philly gets the number one spot. The Nets not winning the East. Keep it moving.
You're going to change that. I can't wait till you come on the show and change that. I guarantee you're going to change that. Once you see James Harden on the floor with the team, you're going to be flip-flopping on that. Remember, Nets, who stayed loyal to you the whole time? Me, and also the Knicks and a bunch of other teams, and Campazzo. Moving on. The Orioles had a pitcher throw an interesting no-hitter. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
I know you're passionate about this, just like I'm passionate that we are the Wu-Tang Clan Network. Hit the brakes.
Okay, Jalen, this was a no-hitter and not a perfect game because of a wild pitch strikeout you see right there. And people are all up in arms about this. The rule is so dumb. Well, guess what? If he doesn't throw a pitch in the dirt, then he gets a perfect game. Like, that's how I see it. That is not a perfect game. Guess what? If you allow a runner to reach first base, it's not perfect. Why is everybody so upset about this, Mr. Rose? Tell me why they're mad.
I'm rolling with you, family. I just want to sit back and let you cook. I carry
it's
a bat on my shoulder.
It's called a perfect game. It's not like calling an almost perfect game or an excellent game. It's called perfect. It's not perfect when you throw the ball in the dirt, the catcher can't get it, and then the guy gets to first base. Not a perfect game. Come at me, baseball.
Can I say something about sports etiquette, though? There's so many people that was like, they'd be like, if I was playing in the Kobe 81 game, I would have hurt him. I would have triple-teamed him. I would have stopped them from happening. There's a professional etiquette that comes with greatness. Rest in peace, Black Mamba. And when you're watching baseball, people say the same thing. I would just bunt. I would just put my bat out there. I would do something to stop the perfect game. I would do something to stop the no-hitter. But there's an etiquette in the game where you just gotta allow greatness to happen.
Jalen. Joining us after this very short break is the Rebel INS. Inspect the Deck is next on Jalen and Jacoby. Stay tuned for that.
You better protect your neck.
Big doubleheader on ESPN Friday night, 7:30, the Celtics against the Bulls. And then at 10 p.m., it is the Lakers against the Trail Blazers. Make sure you tune into that. Right now, you're tuned into Jalen and Jacoby. And yesterday, we had the honor of being joined by Inspect the Deck on the podcast. Here is a snippet of his visit. Joining us right now on Jalen and Jacoby, it is the Rebel INS, Inspect the Deck. Thank you so much for taking the
time.
What's up,
man? Jalen and Jacoby, man. Thanks for having me. I don't even know this is a blessing, you know?
Thank you, family.
Of course. We're so excited to talk to you about Battle Scars and Czarface and Wu-Tang Clan, but we got to start with what's happening in New York right now between the Knicks and the Nets. The Nets have a better team and a better record, but just feels like the Knicks have the soul of the city. How do you feel about New York basketball right now?
New York basketball is definitely back. You know, as a growing up as a Knicks fan, I gave up on the Knicks decades ago. It feels like, you know, the way they did Patrick Ewing, the picks they were picking, the contracts they was giving out. So I lost a lot of hope in the Knicks, and I became a Nets fan. You know, just based on Kyrie and, you know, the team they put together. I'm mad that they lost. Aldridge, you know, I think Aldridge not being there is gonna hurt them in the long run. But Nets is looking good. But the Knicks, I don't know, man. Like, I used to not watch Knicks games for a long time. So now it's like I can watch them, you know, and actually be happy for them.
So I'm glad that a legend like yourself, 10 toes down, represent New York to the fullest.
That's right. The Knicks had
you so torn that you felt like, I can't root for them right now. So now they're good, the Nets are good. Will this ever be a Nets town?
This year, what happens in the playoffs, if they go to the finals and things like that, is really going to determine that. And I think it's funny you say that, because I think it's going to happen fast. Like, if the Knicks get out of the first round, get to the second round maybe, you know, if they, we lucky to get the Hawks first, you know, things of that nature. And we get into that, you know, they get into that second round. that's a major accomplishment for New York. Like, that's almost like them getting to the finals. So I feel like if the Nets don't go all the way, or at least make it to the chip, let alone get it, I think that's going to determine, like, the Knicks, the scale's going to tip.
We're going to take our attention to another type of matchup, and that is the versus battles. Now, we obviously had one between Ghost and Ray, and then You came out at the end of the Method Man, Red Man 1, and did your triumph verse, which was one of my favorite moments in the history of all the versus battles. So the natural question is, and I think I know the answer, is there someone that you would like to face off with in a versus battle?
Well, first and foremost, shout out to Ray and Ghost for having me there, man. That was a blessing to do that. Shout out to Method Man and Red Man, my brothers, man. They the hardest working duo in the game. So, you know, to come out and get a shot in front of all the people that was watching, just to do my thing, man. Blessing to all those brothers. And, you know, I'll take on any challenger, man. You know, we were pushing for Inspector Deck versus GZA.
That's the natural matchup that I had in my head when I asked the question. So are we going to get Inspector Deck versus GZA?
I mean, we're working on that. We spoke to the people. Hopefully that falls in line with, you know, they got a lot of other good artists going at it coming up. So, you know, if we can get that this year, that'd be dope.
Inspector Deck, Rebel INS, you are a legend. We definitely appreciate you joining us. This is your home. This is your parking spot anytime.
Guaranteed. I appreciate y'all brothers, man.
Yes, indeed.
Appreciate you so much.
Love. All right. That was a dope interview. We appreciate Inspector Deck joining the show. Today at the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy between 1 and 6, we will be passing out free vaccination shots. You do not need insurance. Make sure you join us today. This coronavirus is something serious. Make sure you start getting your shots today.